You're listening to the Cocktails and Jerk podcast, the show celebrating Caribbean and the jerk culture.
Yeah, man, welcome to the Cocktails and Jerk podcast again. Yeah, last week we were talking to Keston from Regmofit. Looking forward to what he's going to bring to the festival, you know, all the dance moves, you know, all the dances that he's currently having in his dance workshops, you know, should be a great time. So again, we have Cocktails and Jerk 2024 happening September 6th and 7th on the 6th from 4 to 10 p.m. on the 7th from 2 to 10 p.m. You know what I mean? It's the ultimate jerk experience in Edmonton. We have the food, we have the music, we have the vibes, we have the cocktails, we have everything for the family, you know what I mean? Come out and meet some new people while having a good time. So this week we have the man called Skystar, one of the most celebrated entertainers, regardless of genres, from out of Western Canada, hopefully soon out of the world. The man who's been very busy opening for Ioctane, people like Pampute, Baby Sham, Ja Vinci, Tanya Steven, and a whole heap of other people. Currently just coming off of a European tour, New School Rules Music Festival out in Amsterdam. Yeah, man. So, Skystar, how are you going, brother?
Blessings and love, man. Blessings and love. Cocktails and Jerk podcast, you know. Thank you very much for having me. And it's a great joy to be here. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, to be in the presence of greatness is good.
You make it great, you know, brother. You make it great, man. You know, I love the work where you have go on. Love what you're doing. Love your energy. Love the personality. Love the vision.
Real.
You know what I mean?
Real.
So, yeah, man. So, if anything, it's just trying to amplify that. Trying to, you know what I mean, bring that to my people. Bring that to the Cocktails and Jerk crowd. And, you know, I'm just expand the thing some more, because from all that I've seen, talking to you, seeing you out there doing the work, I mean, the person you are, it is a blessing. I'm not very religious, but it's a blessing to basically encounter somebody like you because of what I am trying to get done. True. I mean, the work that you putting into it makes it very easy for me to actually come and do what I'm doing. I wish there was more people who was as passionate about it like you, where it's more than just a hype thing, more than just a fame thing. It's actually trying to do something with, you know what I mean, the talent that you have.
Real. But you see, when you run down the hype alone, it no leave no legacy, you know. You know what I mean? Because, you know, hype only lasts for a moment. It's like, you know, reputation and characteristics, both of them build in two different ways. You know, reputation is made in a moment, characteristics is built in a lifetime. So, you know, you put your characteristics with your passion, and you will always thrive for the highest level and try to secure that memory. You know what I mean? If you go for the hype now, it's just for the moment. I mean, you know, got a reputation can tear down the moment you build it. You get me? So,
yeah, man.
It's more the characteristics part I to work for, you know?
You see, with that alone, we can end the interview, brother. Well, yeah, man. I mean, really, really rude boy. Talk to me about, you know what I mean, Skystar. Yeah, we start out with the characteristics. Talk to me about Skystar, you know what I mean? Like, where I come from? What is it that, tell them who is Skystar?
Well, my name is Ainsworth Rose. That's before Skystar, you know. I was born in Kingston 20, 29 Conway Drive down in Patrick Gardens, what you call it, Patrick City. See, I'm saying, I grew up as a street kid because my mother is a vendor, street vendor. So me never have the luxury of being uptown and my parents come pick me up from school. No, we're there in the streets late at nights where, you know, that's how she hustled her money to put food on the table. See what I'm saying? And I moved to Upper St. Andrew when I left primary school and went to Oberlin High School. And, you know, but before that, when I was 9 years old, my house got burnt out because I was living up in the garrison, they call it Mud Town. That's up Poppy inside, yeah. So because of gang violence, my house got burnt out as a 9 year old. And that's how we came living on the streets. See what I'm saying? But, you know, the influence of music those times, very strong because, you know, music, the reggae music, the dancehall music come from the deprived minority, which is us from the ghetto, you know what I mean, where face a certain kind of hardship, where we just find it easier to sing it, sing about what we're facing. I guess it's from the genetics of being an African too. You get me? We go through life with the music. So the influence of the music came to me at a very tender age, you know what I mean, after I moved to Upper St. Andrew. And I started watching entertainers at nights as my mom trying to go in with her juice cart. And, you know, I just get influenced by it, soaking it up like a sponge, not knowing that this is something that I'm going to do. But I know that I was always mesmerized by it until, you know, I hit teenager. Then I moved back to St. Andrew again, further up in St. Andrew, which is called Lawrence Tavern, you know. And I went to Oberlin High School, which is a very prominent high school in Jamaica. And that's where I start developing my talent. Like, I start discovering that, yo, I really have this talent.
Some star did it, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I have a knack for reading too, you know. Most people wouldn't even know that because through me, the street youth, them, you know, just the typical stereotype for a street youth, you know, sure, carnival boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, but, yeah, man.
Yeah, you have to understand, if me can leave primary school to Oberlin High School, which is the top tourism school in Jamaica, I mean, we must have some academic... Yeah. Background, yeah, yeah. You know, you understand. Yeah. You're from Jamaica, so you understand.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, man.
So yeah. I had a knack for reading, and I realized I could, when I read, I can put it in, I can sing it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So yeah, my friends used to always want to clash and, you know, like compete against each other, and I never used to write the songs yet. But then one day, out of all of them, I wrote a song. And I came back to clash them and I won. Yo, I was the biggest thing in school because it was original.
I know that, man. I know that, man.
It was original. It's probably,
yeah, because a little bit about myself too. Because in my teenage years, I wanted to be a singer.
Nice.
And that one show that you do, Everybody realize your talent. You never forget that feeling, rude boy.
That's true. Yeah, man. It was such a joy, man. And then, yeah, but start pick up the music, and one of my friends called Ulio Tad, they brought us to studio down in Waterhouse, studio mix as Baby Sham's uncle, and recorded my first song. But it wasn't a song to put on the road, like to say. We don't even know that when you record a song those days, you have to publish and distribute. We don't know that. We just think, say, yo, the boss. No,
They get the brick.
Get the brick. No, man. But, you know, but then move from Upper St. Andrew back into Kingston 20, where the rough part of my life really begin as a teenager. You know, your mind start opening. It's like you start learning to decipher the real wrong from right, the ups and the down. You realize, yo, I'm really poor. Because as a kid, you know, when you was a kid, before, you don't even say you're poor.
Yeah, man.
You just think I know my life, you get me?
Yeah, man.
So... No, I start realize, yo, I'm poor. My mother can't take care of me. My father not there. So what am I going to do? You know what I mean? I have school. I'm a need to go to school. So anyway, I drop out at Oberlin High School because, you know, I couldn't travel so far, and start go to Pembroke Hall High School. And that's where the music started get really serious, you know, where I did start write for the group called One Third. Yeah, you know One Third. You probably know One Third, that man.
You know what's funny? You know that we have one member, One Third, on the show.
What?
Yeah, man.
Which one? Yeah, give me the secret.
You name Al Third, man. We have him on the show, man.
Okay, yeah, man.
Them Rising Stars.
Yes, from Rising Stars.
So
we did start right for them, but it never become fusion, because when them a try for transition into the music scene by being original artist, it was just a lot of thing. I can't understand them. I think the group got disintegrated or whatever. Something happened, but they used to come pick me up from school and da da da, and then I got signed when I was like 15 years old. My first manager, which is a mentor and a father to me, rest in peace, Mark Francis, who was the greatest person in my life. That was the person who took me off the streets, because I was in the streets with that kind of lifestyle. You know what I mean? I don't need to go into details, but he took me off the streets. He gave me books to read. You know what I mean? He's always telling me between the rich and the poor is just a few books more, you know? I mean, you know what I mean? Reading make it a man. When it's just strengthening your mind, that's the power, because the strength is in the mind and not the muscle. And, you know, he was more inclined to develop me as a man before an artist, because...
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I had a mesmerizing talent growing up, you know. And so a lot of big producers like Bobby Digital, Anchorman, them, they always used to tell him, yo, give me the artist. But I was so young, he's like, no, can't do that. He's too young. Like, he need to be more sharper. Like, so he used to say to me, see, these people, they want you, you know, because they see talent and they see something that they can capitalize on. But it is more important to develop you as a man first. Then the artist will automatically be developed. Yeah. The more you know, when you open your mouth, it's magic, automatically magic. But these people want you to just spit magic. And when you can't spit no more magic, that's it for you. So you sell yourself for 1,000 when you're worth 1,000,000. You get
Man. Yeah, we see that right now, right across the board, you know. Because right now we have great artists, you know what I mean? We have people with great talent. But there is nothing behind it more than that. There's no guidance. Ooh. There's no overarching like goal. It's just about creating art and about and if you really check it, the people that go to forest, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, you have songs that say music is a mission, not a competition. And if you really think about it, one of the biggest Jamaica ever see, right? Bob Marley, it's music with a mission. The mission was just to basically spread Rastafari love right across the world.
True.
The conduit was reggae music, but everything else, you know what I mean? True. And when you come with a mission like that, people don't even need to understand the words where you come out of your mouth, because the music I create with a certain mission.
Yeah, it create that vibration where, you know, it relative and people can understand and make a lifestyle from it.
Yeah, man. It's like, you're right. You use the word vibration, but... Mm-hmm. You know, another word to use is frequency.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And everybody, regardless of your language, your religion, your whatever orientation, you can vibrate and resonate on certain frequencies.
True.
Is the man says so. Yeah, man. So you have a mentor. And yo, that is big, rude boy, because a thing that is lacking, and I believe we are talking about music, but yeah. And that is the beautiful thing about reasoning with a man like you, because it seems simple, like it's just music, but whenever we reason, it go into so many other things.
True.
Because what you just talked about, you know, is that one of the things that I see lacking in most, third world countries or in just the black community in general, is not that we don't have talent, is not that we don't have ambition. The thing is, we don't have know-how and we don't have leadership.
Exactly.
Is that what I mean? Because look upon it. Whenever we go into something and we have just those two things, we always dominate.
That's true. Because look here, we can call it Duane or Capo.
Duane, man. Capo, whichever one, man.
All right. So watch out now, Capo. Remember, you see, because I had a mentor growing up, it teaches me a thing called humility. It helps to deal with my attention. It helps me to listen, you know what I mean? So when I meet people out there that's much wiser than me, have more knowledge than me, I'm intrigued to listen and apply what is necessary to my life, not just listen it and just say, yeah, money matter. You know the typical mindset, like I say, yo, hater, or bad mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you try to realize, say, this is knowledge coming your way, this is something that you never heard before.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I mean, it must be important or have some significance. You see what I'm saying? So when I meet a guy like you on the streets and I shake your hand and you don't know me from nowhere, you know, but you da just see him like how you put your hand on your chin, you da put your hand on your chin and say, Sky Star, listen to this. And you give me some knowledge. Like literally, you give me some knowledge, you pass on some knowledge for me in them quick instance there. It have my events baffled and I say, yo, no, it's true, do you not talk?
But watch your Sky Star. You move how you move because you have a good mentor, Zin.
True.
You see the same things that me do to everybody with me meet?
Yeah.
That is how my father deal with me.
True.
You know what I mean? It's not a man that was going to just tell me, do this, do that. It's what me want to do.
True.
He's not going to stop me. But at the same time, I say, yo, look out for that. Look out for that.
True.
And the thing is, and the thing about it, you know, is that him give me space to be me. But at the same time, him give me the guidance to basically trod through everything. Like, there's nothing out there what I never see before.
True.
Even when I never experience it, him experience it and him teach me how to deal with it when it become a reality.
Yeah, man, it's more powerful when you sit at the seat of the greatest teacher who's just experience, you know. So,
yeah,
I mean, if your upper peers them have the better knowledge and the better experience, well, not even say the better experience, but I mean more experience. So that means say them have the length of days to give them wisdom. So who is me or who is you not to try to seek that wisdom and try to, you know, build on it, you know what I mean? Yeah, because them say only a fool want to learn from the moon mistake every time, you know.
Yeah, man, real time. but me have to stick up in right this as in. Because you might not know the same way how you learn from me learn from you.
Blessings, my G.
Yeah, man, because that is the thing, which and it come from humility, because what we need to understand a lot of the time, and it was said, Jamaica has so many parables, like them say, iron sharp iron, you know what I mean?
So,
a lot of times when a man come up on somebody who basically have more experience than them or more knowledge than them in a certain instance, if you're not humble or have the humility to say, you know what, that is true.
True.
I go try to tear him down.
That is true.
Because at that moment, him have an edge for you. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, lighter topic now. Your man said, Sky Star, where the name come from?
Yo, you know, say, as me say, me is a youth way. I love to read. You get me? Give me my sanity. Give me that space that to behave myself and understand life. So, Buju Banton have a court case, had a court case with him problems that he had in the States. And I was reading the article with, you know, like, I was reading the hearing with him and the judge in the courtroom. And at the time, Buju Banton had his nominated, his album nominated. That same time when he was getting sentenced, his album was nominated that day, the world number one reggae album. And he had I think he got Grammy. I don't remember if he got the Grammy. And the judge, this was the judge questions to him. Judge said, so how does it feel to know that you have the world's number one album on this day? And he says, it is a great feeling. That means the messages is reaching.
Yeah.
And then the judge says, so how does it feel to know that you're a superstar? And then Buju Banton said, I'm just a man. I'm no superstar. For superstars is unreachable.
Yeah,
so in other words, I'm telling the judge, say, if I was a superstar, you think you would have me here, no?
Yes, really.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but then that flash, because remember, you know, everything comes in a, everything build up over time, you know. So like back in the day, I used to always say, yo, but I would call myself, get a superstar. I say, no, man, get a superstar. No, man, because a man got clash me. I say, yo, yeah, star up the starfish and red. So, I say that. But no, when I listen to that, no, man, I say, oh, so you have starfish, star apple, falling star, no, sky star. Up there. Up there, me, I stay.
Yeah.
So from that, no, we change the name to Sky Star because we didn't name Maverick, you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. It didn't be a maverick, you know. I mean, I said, no, it's not catchy. It no, that nah, put nothing. Like, me no want to have a name where me can't be diverse. You get me?
So, yeah, man, you paint yourself in a car.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? Someone says Sky Star, I'm love that. I'm realizing people are calling me Sky, like it just so normal, it's so natural, you know. So I saw me get the name Sky Star. It wasn't no special moment, or no. It's just a normal.
Put it this way, that is something else that I like about doing this podcast here, because it gives people a better understanding of what we're trying to do, and it gives people a better understanding of the people who are involved.
True.
I mean, because a lot of people might see out there in the streets or see out there at an event and not realize that there is this depth behind, you know what I mean, what they're seeing. Sky Star have a certain personality and persona.
True.
You know what I mean? But the man behind Sky Star is a different person.
Different man. Hey, me never cut you the center, but more says, hey, no, say, capo. You know, say, when you just say, true. A lot of people will see me and say, yo, I'm flashy and him, some would say, him hype and, you know, like.
That's marketing, boy.
Yeah, but them not understand, say, yo, me have to have a certain persona out there, you know what I mean? But then, if you get to know Ainsworth Rose, who bring forth Sky Star, he realize he's a youth where him the home, him there on the computer, and him I write this, I write that, I fix this, I fix that, man. Phone calls, I conduct meetings. No, I don't do a podcast. You know what I mean? Them, they feel like some would have out for the street, I'm going to spliff or something, or just a drink some NSA. And no, I don't bash nobody who do that, you know, but you know what I mean? Them just have a different, well, I can't even blame them. You know, it come with the territory as being an artist still. Well, but the moment them get for reason with me for even 5 seconds, that person end up become a super fan. And yeah, I was like, no, man, the youth are different. It means that. Yeah, man. I know what me think. Cool hombre. You see me?
Yeah, because this is where them realize that Ainsworth Rose can create more than just Skystar.
True.
You know what I mean? There is more depth there where whatever he needs to create to actually get things done, it will happen. And given the background of like, okay, where everything starts and the things that you go through, and still, you know what I mean? If you not say this, I'm on the
no. No, no.
I mean, so that is big, man. So you must know, from one of the creators in this genre, in this music, reggae dancer, what is it? Because everybody have a different version of it. So Ainsworth Rose, Skystar, what is reggae dancer?
All right. You see, reggae is the music itself. Dancehall is it's just the party, is the gathering.
People don't know that. Lots of people don't know that. Dancehall is a place.
It's a place. It's the gathering. You know, it's a dance hall. Like,
yes.
And the funny thing, it's them put the H in it because of English language, you know.
Yeah.
The hall. But it's dancehall.
Yes.
Yes.
And the thing about it, when you break it down like that, right?
Yeah.
That is where you can realize why this place, Jamaica, is so creative.
True.
Because when you go out on a Sunday night and a Saturday night as a youth, because where I go to these places from, I'm like 9 years old.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
teenage years. Yeah, you're going to hear reggae. You're going to hear hip-hop. You're going to hear dancehall. You're going to hear gospel.
Everything.
You might hear some Indian music. Some Hindi
and Kenny
music.
Rogers. Remember, say Kenny Rogers was a big thing in the dancehall too. You know,
so. Bro, there is a singer, an artist from Clarendon, right? Clarendon, Jamaica. His name was Reggae Rogers.
Reggae Rogers. I'm singing like Kenny Rogers.
That man do Kenny Rogers song to reggae music.
I know this artist now you're talking about. Yes, man.
When that man come on and promise me song not to do it. Are the best vibes, rude boy.
True. But yeah, no, man. We are talking, man. No.
Yeah, man. Go on the explanation, man. But yeah, man.
Yeah, man. The dance and here one now. Now, there is two type of vibes in reggae music. Just like you have hip-hop and you have spoken words. So there's two type of vibes in reggae music, which you have the reggae songs and you have the dancehall songs, which is more upbeat, drum and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You know, you have the one drop song. Chung, 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 chung. Yeah. And so it's two type of speed, frequency, and expression.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The reggae sound is more of a chanting vibe. Like, it's much smoother, relaxing. It's much more have to do with inspiration, joy, which dancehall songs, you know, that have to do with, like, lifestyle.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, the more rougher part, like, it's more like a speed rap.
Yeah.
Get me? So, that's just the difference, but it's reggae.
Yeah,
overall, it's reggae music.
Yeah, man.
You get me?
And you touch on some things, you know, which I want to come out is that Jamaica and these genres and, you know, this artistic expression that we have, it proves that you don't really need much to have an impact on the world, because you see that a lot of times when I really check it, one of the most influential places or the most instrumental places in a Jamaican music history is this place named Alpha Boys School.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, man, because when you check the history and look at all of these players of instrument, music musicians from back in the 60s, 70s, all of them, most of them, you can say 90% of them is that one little place I'm going to learn music.
Yeah, man, that's true.
You know what I mean? And which is something too, where I would love anybody out there listening, including yourself, good boy.
Yeah, man. That,
you know, with some focus on good people, true, you can do any blood clot thing.
Anything.
Yeah, man. Anything, man.
Anything.
Yeah, man. So, all right, here we are. So, with that now, Zane, mm-hmm, both away. We located in Edmonton. YEG.
To the world.
Yeah, you're right. To the world. We are taking it to the world.
Yes, man.
1 year, year by year.
Year by year. The great 780.
Yeah, man. So, what is the scene like?
Scene great. I mean, small scene. Yeah. We all know that. Very small. We don't have a... We don't have all the barrows and all the those things, but I mean, it's how you make it, you know, and then the market here. Well, for my genre here, the market is still a baby. You get me? So, I mean, it's there to develop, to nurture, and it's there for the taking. But I mean, the music, but if you check the ratio between Calgary and Edmonton, when it comes to festivities, Edmonton is more in the limelight, if I should say.
Yeah. You
know? Like, even when, remember, I travel outside now, you know, I can proudly say I tour, you know, internationally now. So, yeah. I mean, when you go out there, you don't really hear about Calgary. Mm-hmm. You will hear about Toronto.
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Edmonton.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And Montreal. Those four places you hear about. When I was in Europe, people start knowing Edmonton now because... We start Arlo, the Edmonton, you know? So everybody's like, where is that? We're like in Canada. Oh, we didn't know that there's a place. But they have Edmonton in England.
So England.
You know what I mean? But the music scene here is nice. I mean, I see where I start get accepted at the festivals. So that's a good look. And I got to give you your flowers too, you know, Capo. I got to give you your flowers too, because... When I met you down the street one at the time, I say, yo, Capo, I'll be on your show, you know, and I say, yo, I'll follow your music, you know, but I don't see any family-friendly music as yet, you know. And and you know, my thing is an open thing for the whole family, and I'm like, family-friendly music. I have those music, but I don't push them. I said, you know what? You know, so this man says something will make sense. Run one. Because if you realize when you walk away that day, I drove off, you know. Immediately. Oh.
the barber shop.
Home immediately, and I came to my wife and I said, yo, I just met one promoter them in, and him. I said, I don't have any family friendly song. So what do you mean by that? And she said, clean songs, like songs that everybody can vibe to. And I'm like, oh. So I called my manager and I said, yo, they must say, I don't have any family-friendly song. What does that? And you must say, yeah, you need a body of work that is clean. And, you know, you need to show that other side of you too. Because you have them, you can do it. But because you're always in the dance hall, like we're talking about. So, you know, I really think about outside the box. And say, okay, that's the mission. They say, yeah. So I call my producer and say, yo, family-friendly songs, you know, I need some good songs. You must say, okay. That's the mission. Here's some instrumental. And you booked me on your show. You booked me on Cocktails and Jerk. And, you know, that was such a moment for me. Like, those same songs that I did on the EP, I did the full EP on the show. Probably you didn't even realize the full EP I performed. No,
the thing is, this year, I'll probably experience it. I'm have more people because for the last 3 years, it's just been, you know what I mean, grind.
Grinding.
You know?
Yeah, man, but as a question is, the scene is good. Can't complain. I mean, I gain a lot of fans in Edmonton. The people show love. They love me. You know what I mean? And can't complain.
All right, here we are. We're just jumping at this one more question and then we wrap it up. So what are they supposed to expect from you at Cocktails and Jerk 2024?
Yo, Cocktails and Jerk. Oh, man, yo, the great performances. They're going to get energetic performances. I mean, I'm always relaxed when I do Cocktails and Jerks. So people can just come out, see me in a different light. They're going to see the maturity. They're going to see the growth. You know what I mean? And it's all fun. The whole family should come out. People, if you're listening to me now, this is something that you don't want to miss. This is a prominent thing for us as a Jamaican Caribbean diaspora. You know what I mean? We don't really have much things that represent reggae itself in Western Canada. So this should be a staple for us. This is something that we should support to its entirety. city, you know what I mean? Come on, let it be a monumental program that, you know, we'll look forward to it every year. So, Cocktails and Jerk, all my fans, I'm inviting you out to come see Sky Star. You know what I mean? We'll be there having fun. There's good food, good people, there's markets. I mean, just come out and enjoy it. Yeah, man, come out, come see Sky Star, and many other artists is going to be on it too. You know what I mean? And thank you, Capo. I just want to say thanks to the whole Cocktails and Jerk team to recognize and giving us local artists platform to showcase our artistry. You know what I mean? And it's a great vibe, and we think we can grow from there and expand out in the world. And, you know, we would love to make this be something of our significance. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And yeah, man, thank you, man. And respect for you too, man, for actually, I mean, wanting to be a part of it, because, but in the long run, nobody coming to see me. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I'm coming to you for the envelope, man. Come out of the envelope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Sky Star, respect, brother. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, man. Blessings. Edmonton, love on you.
Yeah, man. So, Cocktails and Jerk. Again, September 6th and 7th, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the 6th, 2 p.m., 10 p.m. on the 7th. I'm looking forward to it. I think this one going to be epic. Right now, we have more than 1,000 people in the door. You know what I mean? So this one is the best one we had so far in terms of attendance was 2022. And at this point, we didn't have 500 people saying they're coming. You know what I mean? We're close to 2,000. So this one is going to be a good 2 days of, as we say, tropical staycation, right? In the heart of the prairies. Sky Star, thanks again, man.
Yeah, man. Blessings, man. And shout out to my team, whole team Sky Star, Sky Nation. Thanks to my fans for supporting me and stay by my side, you know. And yeah, man, Sky Star, respect and love, guys. Blessings.
With that being said, Sky Star, if there is new people who don't know you yet, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Sky Star Music. Same on Facebook, Sky Star Music. You can find me on Twitter, Sky Star Music. You can even go on my website, skystars.ca. Sky Star Music, across the board, Sky Star. And if you're interested in bookings or anything like that, you know, you can check out Diet Monkey. Yeah, so.
Yeah, man.
Only Diet Monkey.
Yeah, well, we are going to build this until whenever they want to see you or reach you, them just look up into the sky. You know what I mean?
Just look up into the sky. You see the star.
All right, respect, brother.
Yeah, man, Virginia, bless.
The Cocktails and Jerk Festival, happening September 6th and 7th. Tickets on sale now.